He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show number 427. Today, we're going to take a look at some Bose earbuds and interesting story about these. I think you'll enjoy that. If you're looking for a pair of earbuds, you might want to check these out. Also, we are going to be doing some housekeeping today, which is easy stuff. If you want to watch The Gadget Professor, you can just go on our webpage at www.thegadgetprofessor.com. Scroll down about halfway and you'll see the newsletter. Just put your email address in there and we will, every Thursday night, as soon as the show is posted, you will receive for free the newsletter, and it's a synopsis of everything that we discuss on the show, and it is highlighted. It's basically, you click it and it will take you to that webpage, so that's good. And of course, you can subscribe to the show. We're also on iTunes, so you can subscribe from that. Let us, actually, before we begin, I forgot to mention, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. All right, we got that all taken care of. So let's take a look at what our gadget of the day is going to be. And these are called the SoundSport Free Wireless Headphones. Well, first of all, everybody's heard of Bose, and they've been around for many, many years. Actually, our original multimedia communications office was in, actually still is, in Natick, Massachusetts. And Bose is located, their headquarters in Framingham, Massachusetts. And Bose had been a client of ours for many, 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 many years. And actually, my son, Wildman Mike, used to work for them when he was in high school, a long time ago. So obviously, they make phenomenal products. There's no question about that. And today we're going to take a look at these little puppies. These are called the SoundSport Free Wireless Headphones. And they're very nice. They're very comfortable. They won all kinds of fitness awards. And they come in all kinds of juicy colors. They are very stylish, if you will. And let's take a quick peek, a very short video as to what these guys actually do. So let's take a look at this video now.
Yeah, wait for me, world, wait for me. Wait for me, world, wait for me. Wait for me.
So there you have the very brief video. You know, I hate these videos that have real high pump music, which this certainly had, and they tell you very little bit about the product, but they get you juiced up so you think this is the greatest thing in the world, and actually they're not. I don't know. It's a marketing technique, and we got to be careful of that. So let's get inside these little things and take a look at what they have to offer. So they come in a very nice case, and I'll show you that in a second. They come in a variety of colors. I actually have the black. What's nice about this case is they not only hold the headsets, the earphones, but they also act as a charger. So in the back of this headset, on the back of this case rather, there's a little cord that comes with this device, and you plug it in, and basically it goes into a USB charger, and you're going to charge these up. And it's nice because you have the lights here, and we'll show you those, that indicate it's fully charged or what percentage of charge it actually is. And these will hold the charge for 5 hours. At the end of 5 hours, they need to be recharged. So you actually can put them back in the case, and they will charge themselves at least 2 more times. So that's 10 more hours. So from a full charge is 5 hours plus 10 hours of charging time. So you really can use these for roughly 15 hours. Every 5 hours you will be charging them. These are waterproof. They do have some very nice features. The waterproofing is nice. They are fairly comfortable in the ear, and they do not fall out, oddly enough. If you run or hike or whatever, I have never had one of these drop out of my ear, so that's always nice. If you sweat a lot, and when I hike I sweat, you don't have to worry about that because they're made literally to handle all that. So again, the case is very nice, and you can see the electronics. It's on both of the headsets, and they actually mate inside this charging case. And there's a left one and there's a right one, obviously. It also comes with an app. I'm very unimpressed with the app. It doesn't do much. As a matter of fact, when you first get these, they will search and do a firmware upgrade. For whatever reason, and I don't know why, it took forever. I mean, an hour for the new firmware upgrade to be transferred. I don't know what's with that, but that's what it was. So they're truly wireless. I mean, truly wireless. They're either wireless or they're not, so they're wireless. They stay comfortable, which they do. They stay put. They're water resistant. Reliable connections. They do stay well connected. I have never had one just drop out because of the connection. So it's a Loctite, if you will, connection between the two. And it's volume optimized for consistent equalization. I find these to be somewhat bassy, and I'd like to get them a little bit higher in frequency for the voice. Now, that's certainly because of my hearing. I think for the average person, I think they would be, you know, totally fine. So we talked a little bit about the case, and let's take a look now at the actual device. So we're going to go to our trusty camera 3, which is right here. So they come in a very elegant box, as you can see. And it comes with some instructions, which are here. And here you get a bunch of various tips, extra tips and different sizes to fit your ear. So you want to keep those. And actually what we need to focus on is the actual case itself that holds these headphones. So let's take this out of the shot here. And here we go with the actual headset. So as you saw in the video, they do have a measurement system. You can see the lights here. And when you push this button, the lights will light up, and it will indicate essentially what your charge is, percentage of charge, based on the 5 lights that are here. So that's very convenient. Now let's open this up, which is very simple to do. And right now you'll see both these LED lights. These are actually charging, which is fine. And here's the left one and here's the right one. And they're fairly big, I'll tell you that. They're not, if you have them in your ear, you're gonna know that they are in your ear. Right here you can see the electronic terminals that are used for it to obtain the charge. Over here you have connections that will actually allow you to connect up to the Bluetooth. You do have a light that shows that it's actually connected to the Bluetooth. I don't know if you can see that, but there it is right there. There you go. You can see it blinking. And on the other side, there is no light, just light on one side, but you do have a volume control plus and minus right there. So that's what they look like. Fairly big and bulky as far as the headsets go. This is a magnetized case, so when you put them in here, you only could put them in one way. You won't be able to put them in the wrong way. See, they only go a certain way, and you can hear them click and lock right into the case. As long as you get them the right way, they will lock right into the case. So that's pretty much what they look like. Okay, so based on my findings, they're okay. They are not noise canceling, so you got to understand that. They are not noise canceling. However, because they're so big and bulky, when they fit into your ear, they will just naturally block out some of the sound, which is all good. When you're on a plane, I wish they would go louder. So they're okay. They're okay for, you know, during the day or watching TV or when it's not real noisy. They will muffle, shall I use the word muffle rather than noise cancellation. So if you're looking for a earbud that does not cancel out noise, these are a good choice. Now, that said, if we go back to the webpage and we check out Amazon here, these are wicked pricey, $199, and that's where I have a problem. I don't feel, no offense, Bose, that these are worth $200. There are a lot, and I mean a lot, of other wireless earbuds that are very comfortable, quite loud, have the same features, are waterproof, will charge with a case, and they're not $200. So I think here is a case, unfortunately, where you're paying, you're really paying for the name Bose. I am looking for a noise-canceling headset, but I don't want the headset. I have one of those. Actually, I have a Bose, and I have a Cowan. They work pretty well, too. So I have a Bose pair of headsets and a Cowan, and the Cowans work well too. They're also about $200-$300, and they work great. They go over your, you know, the earmuff types. What I want, particularly when I travel, is something that's light and that I could put into my pocket. So I haven't come across a noise-canceling wireless earbud device yet. I am looking, and I'll let you know if I come up with something that will be a noise canceling device and also be completely portable, because this is a heck of a lot easier to transport in your pocket than that giant headset is. So I'll let you know what I find out. Again, for the price, I just can't justify $200 for these earbuds. It's just way too expensive. Okay, at this point, we are going to go to our apps of the day. We have some cool apps of the day, some really cool apps of the day. This next one that we're going to see is something that I use all the time. It's called Memo's Voice. This is an awesome app. Awesome. What this is used for is it's an audio notebook, if you will. It's an app that will enable you to insert comments and pictures during recording. It's the indispensable tool to easily record important moments like interviews, meeting, classes, and lectures. Some of the cool features this has is it takes the highlights of the notes during recording. You can edit the recording easily. You can insert and browse multiple photographs, pictures. That is very, very handy, and that's one of the reasons I use this app. And it has various skins, so if you want to change the look, you're able to do that. And this also has a basic file classification management system, so you're able to manage the files and label them, so you'll be able to find them later. A very nice app. It's totally free. It gets 4.5 out of 5. Doesn't get much better than that. So if you want something that's real easy to use to record interviews or lectures, if you're in a college or a classroom and you want to record something or any type of demonstration, or this is the app to use. Totally free. Memo's Voice. Now, this next app is a real gas, man. This is called Text Me, phone call and texting. This is totally free, and I guess you would classify this in one of the social media apps, if you will, but this is the best free texting app in the Apple Store, with free calling and free phone numbers. Yeah, you're going to get another phone number. So if you don't want to give out your real phone number, you can give out this phone number. And you can also get multiple phone numbers on this now. So free unlimited text and picture messaging to any phone in the United States and Canada and 40 countries around the world. Free calling and voice and video, including calls to any number in the United States. Send pictures, voice, video message to your friends. Transform your iPad Touch and iPad into a real phone. Send your Dropbox photos and videos via SMS directly from Text Me. There's no hidden catches or no hidden costs. You want to check this app out. It's real cool. It does have some add-on costs if you want to subscribe to those particular services, but I think the free app will be pretty good. I'm actually looking at this. I'm maybe going to Europe next couple months, and this is a great way to keep the phone costs down. If you remember, we had that Turn device last week or the week before last, T-E-R-N. I got to tell you, I haven't heard back from anybody with that Turn device, and I'm not happy, and I have emailed the Stack Social people almost on a daily basis, and zip, nothing, nada. So I might have to crank that up a little bit to either get a refund or get the device to work. As I mentioned before, I'd much prefer the device to work than to get a refund of the $92. So I don't know what's going on with them, but we will find out. All right, let's get back to the apps of the day. This next app is bizarre. It's creepy. It's bizarre. I don't even know why I'm showing it to you, but I don't know. You may get a kick out of it. So here it is. It's really weird. It's called Moodalyzer, and it's expression detection, and it makes facial expressions control the mood of the music. Look at, I don't make these things up. I just show you what I think is cool. This is, it's creepy. So let me just run the video, one of the videos for you. All right, so you get the general idea. It's definitely a creepy app. It's one of the creepiest apps I've ever seen. They have other videos here that you could also run. This one's kind of not as creepy, but here, let's take a look. All right, you get the idea. It's called Moodalyzer. If you want a good laugh, go to the Moodalyzer.com. It will be in the show notes. I could see uses for this, oddly enough. For example, if you're at a play or staging and someone does a certain move, that it actually triggers a particular sound, I think that could be pretty cool. But I don't know. Right now it's free and it's creepy, so... If you want to check it out, your kids will probably like it. And who knows, you'll see at the end of the year, this will be the best app of the year. But I'm just showing you some of the stuff that's out there. All right, this next one is a lot more normal. It's called Cartoonatic 2, cartoon video camera with art, sketch, and pencil effects. Totally free. This comes from a company called McFun, and that's with the PH, not an F, but... they do some cool things. This is one of those cool apps. Turn your videos into hilarious cartoons with musical and special effects. Over 5,000 users. Over 5,000 users. Cartoonatic lets you record cartoon-like videos in real time, apply effects in real time, add animation overlays to create your funny story, and share it on Facebook, Instagram, so on and so forth. This app is actually a lot of fun. It's very creative. It's one of these great tools for your kids to fool around with, because although they're playing, they're actually learning basic video editing skills, animation skills, cartooning skills, sketching skills, things like that. So it's a very good app, and load it on for your kids. You'll probably like it too. Now, have you ever needed a timer? Well, this is one of the coolest ones out there. Right now, it's free. I don't know how long this is going to be free, but right now it's free. It's called Best Timer, and these are some of the screenshots that will work on the iPad and iPod. Let's try that again. It will work on the iPad and iPhone, and it gives you all kinds of different visualizations as to where your time is going. So here you have a clock. Here you have an hourglass. Here you have an interesting kind of, looks like a thermostat almost. And here you have another cylindrical type of sketch, if you will, that shows you where your time goes. The sand timer is digitized hourglass with artistic design, which can be used to time anything for up to 60 minutes. It's an elegant visualization of how time flows. They have kitchen timers, ultra-modern countdown. It's kids-friendly, and you can change the colors on this. It's a very nice app. So if someone that you know doesn't get themselves ready on time, you can put this app on, change the colors, and let it talk to you and make sure that you're on time. Yeah. Now, this last app that we have is called Funnel. And this is one of these aggregator apps. And I like it because it gives you a variety of programs under one roof. So that's what's nice about this. It got one of the best apps of the year from Time Magazine. And it's basically, it's like having a single radio station with a huge variety of content to keep you constantly in the know. Hourly news podcasts from outlets such as BBC, NPR, WSJ, CBC, VOA, and Fox are just a couple of the ones that you can actually tune in. So Funnel gives you a clear account of what's going on in the world from a multitude of different reliable sources. Just pick from the list that you want and you can listen. And you can also integrate that with Siri. So it's a very nice app. I like it because it's simple, and it's all the news, the major news broadcast stations and affiliates all under one roof, and it just makes things real easy instead of going to the BBC. And you know, I listen to these things all night long because many times I can't sleep, so I use Funnel to keep me appraised of what's going on. So all that's definitely kind of neat. So that is actually going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.